either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, generally, when a person comes to the completion of an accepted deed, then it ends by astaghfar, the supplication of astaghfar. Generally, when we look into the salah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was always the sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salah being a very important pillar in Islam. And this will be the first question asked on the day of Qiyamah about your salah. And so we have to be very particular about our salah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very last amal after the completion of his salah would be that he would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So generally the ulama say that after every good deed, after every amal, the last action, the very last action that we should do is astaghfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And we see this as dalil, as the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he would finish his salah, even the sahaba would hear him say astaghfirullah 3 times. So that is the amal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we actually look into the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when his life came towards the end, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only given 63 years. Only 63 years. A very short life as compared to the previous messengers that came. Our Qari Ashfaq Sahib, mashallah, who reads here at Masjid-e-Umar every year, generally 12 rakats. So he just told me today that his father passed away in India. So Allah give his father Jannatul Firdaus, mashallah. And he was also just 60 years of age. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given 63 years. But towards the last phase of his life, the verses were revealed. And this basharat was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you will see, O my Nabi, that in great numbers people will enter into your deen, into your religion. People in great numbers, they will enter into your deen. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, the deen of Allah, which is Islam. Now this basharat, glad tidings, was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was also the marking of the fact that he has done his duty, tabligh, and he has reached out to everyone, and that he has done his duty as a Nabi. And so now towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him some a'mal that he should do. Now that you have done your complete tabligh and you have talked to everyone about the Quran and revelation has come and you have done your work, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. The last amal here, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now do the tasbih of Allah, and towards the last part of your life, continue doing astaghfar. Continue doing astaghfar. So this tasbih is very precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our ulama say, generally when a good deed, any action that you do, when it ends with durood sharif, also thereafter, one should do astaghfar. If you look at hajj also, when you have done your tawaf-e ziyarat, and when you have taken out your ihram, and then you go back to Mina, and the only a'mal that are left is the pelting of the shaitan. Even after that, the last amal of the haji is to do astaghfar as he returns. The last amal, as he returns towards Makkah, is to do astaghfar. Continue. And so, we have just ended the blessed month of Ramadan. What should we be doing also? We should also be doing astaghfar. We should also be doing astaghfar. In fact, the ulama have said something very, very ajeeb. They say that the sadaqatul fitr that we give, sadaqatul fitr is a form of astaghfar for the month of Ramadan. Sadaqatul fitr is a form of astaghfar. And that is why the very last amal is sadaqatul fitr. The last amal that you do is sadaqatul fitr. And that is a form of astaghfar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reason why you give sadaqatul fitr before your Eid namaz is so that if there has been any shortcomings, if the level of your worship, your ibadat has not been to that level, what Allah expects from you, your roza, your tawbah, your dua, your tahajjud, your nawafil, if it is not to that level, then how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving sadaqatul fitr, this is your astaghfar and it will compensate. Allah will give you the full reward. How merciful is that? Allah. 10 pound mein, 15 pound mein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a clean sheet. Clean sheet. And we like to work towards the lowest number. So 2 pounds or 2 pounds 50. We don't measure the sa' by the dates. So if you're working out with 2 pounds 50 in a family, how many? Under 20 pounds, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept yours. In fact, 20 pounds is too much. Per person we are saying 250. Per person we are only saying 250. That is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And some of the scholars have said, the example of sadaqatul fitr for the month of Ramadan is like sajdeh sahwa for salah. Sadaqatul fitr for Ramadan is like sajdeh sahwa for salah. So in your salah, if you make a mistake, and if it is not a mistake in your farz, but in your sunan or in your wajib, generally your wajib, then you should do 2 sujood. Then you should do 2 sujood. So these 2 sajda are compensation. And so in the month of Ramadan, sadaqatul fitr is also a compensation. And so generally, what are the a'mal that we should be doing now? Is that we should also do tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. Continuously to do tawbah and istighfar. Generally after a good deed, that has been the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 2, what we should be doing after the month of Ramadan and what we should be thinking, It was only 5 khutbas ago on a Friday that we were praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Bari ta'ala accept us for the month of Ramadan. Give us the tawfiq. Only 5 khutbas ago. Allahu Akbar. And what is this telling you? 5 khutbas ago we were praying to Allah that Allah make our maghfirat in the month of Ramadan, and now it is already 1 week in the month of Shawwal. This is telling us that the days are going very, very fast. For some of you who are in their 50s, you will remember that, oh, 40 years of my life. Some of you might be remembering 30 years of your life. Somebody might be remembering 20 years of your life. Some might even remember 10 years of their life, but they went so fast. And so fast. Allahu Akbar. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take out barakat from time. 1 year will be like 1 month. 1 year will be like 1 month. 1 month will be like 1 week. 1 week will be like 1 day. And 1 day will be like 1 hour. Imagine what is left of that 1 hour. What is left of that 1 hour? That is how fast the timing will go. Very, very quick. Ramadan came, people were scared. Oh ho, 18, 19 hours ka roza, kya karenge? How Allah gave us the taqat, how Allah gave us the strength, mashallah. How people were fasting, how we enjoyed the month of Ramadan. How people were coming, the barakat that was there. Within 2 hours we were praying maghrib, we were doing iftari. You would go to the toilet, you were becoming farig. You did your 20 rakats with isha. You were doing your witr. Allahu Akbar. What barakat Allah gave us. And then you were doing your suhoor. And then you were coming back to the masjid and everything within a short span of time. That was the barakat of Ramadan. But one of the signs of ulama have mentioned that the time will go very, very fast. And so ulama have mentioned that an intelligent person is that person who takes advantage of time. Advantage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Whether you are black, white, brown, whether you are an alim or a common man, whether you are a king or just an ordinary individual, as far as time goes, Allah has given everybody this equal amount. Equal of 24 hours Allah has given everybody. Per second, per minute, per hour, everyone has got the same equal measure in time. Everybody equal. If it is 22:04 right now, it is 22:04 for everybody. But each individual will spend his time very differently. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith that some people, when they wake up in the morning and then when they go to sleep in the night, they have profited properly. And they have taken advantage of time and they are winners. And then you get the other people who are the losers. Mubikuha. They have done halakat to themselves. They have destroyed themselves. And so ulama say after the month of Ramadan, we should always be careful and understand that time is very, very precious. Time is very precious. Understand this much. That we do a bit of astaghfar and then make qadr of the remaining time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then the third amal ulama have mentioned that we should do after the month of Ramadan is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Ask Allah for acceptance. It is easy for a person to do any action. The most difficult thing is for a person, for Allah to accept it. For an example, you are doing an exam, a test. So you've written your exam, you've written your test. That was easy, maybe 1 hour you've done it. But now, it's all about the results. What is it? You are anxious. How will be the results? I have written. But will it be accepted? Will I pass my exams? So alhamdulillah, we have done a'mal, but is it accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is something that we need to look at. That is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, they took on this very noble mission, mashallah, to build the Kaaba. And whilst building the Kaaba and after the completion, the Quran says, both of them were saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept this from us. Oh Allah, accept this amal from us. Ya Allah, accept it, kabuliyat. This is something very important. One is qabiliyat and one is kabuliyat. Allah looks at qabuliyat, not qabiliyat. Qabiliyat is there, but the main thing is qabuliyat. Innama yataqabbalullahu minal muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. Allah accepts from the muttaqeen. That is why from our pious predecessors, there was a buzrug whose name was Fudail bin Ayyad. Fudail bin Ayyad. He would say that from all my a'mal, if Allah only accepted my 2 rakats, I would be a happy individual. If Allah would only accept my 2 rakats, I would be happy, because Allah says He accepts from the muttaqeen. So I am happy, even if my 2 rakats are accepted, this is my najat. If Allah has accepted, it means that Allah has taken me to be muttaqi. And if somebody is muttaqi, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. And so every amal that we do, we should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Bari ta'ala accept this amal. Accept it. Something which is very, very important. That is why Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmaeen, their mizaj was something very different. After the month of Ramadan, ulama say for 6 months, they would make dua to Allah that Allah, whatever good deeds we did in Ramadan, accept it. 6 months, they would be pleading to Allah Pak that, Ya Allah, accept our a'mal. And then after 6 months, they would be so anxious that Allah give us life and give us the opportunity that we take advantage of the Ramadan that is coming. And so for the entire duration of 11 months, it is all about Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan and Ramadan. So these are certain a'mals that we have to look at. This is something very, very important. What do we do and how are we going to focus after the month of Ramadan? What do we do? Understand, engage in astaghfar. Take value of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And then ask Allah that, Ya Allah, with your tawfiq, whatever I did, Allah accept it. Because it is a great ni'mah that Allah accepts the deeds that we have done in the month of Ramadan. And number 4, ulama have mentioned that Allah gave us an opportunity that in the month of Ramadan, Allah opened up different avenues of good deeds for us. Different avenues of good deeds that we would have never done otherwise. Some people, mashallah, gave charity. Some people recited the Quran. Some did 10 khatams of the Quran. Some did 15 khatams of the Quran. Some people, mashallah, were regular in their tahajjud. Some people did their tasbihat. Some people were doing good works, taraweeh, reciting. All the good deeds that you were doing, the ulama have mentioned, Allah has opened the good deeds. Now, of course, it is impossible for everyone to put their hands on all the good deeds. But ulama are saying, select 1 or 2 of the deeds that you were doing. And be regular in that. So for an example, if you were reciting the Quran, be regular in that. Be regular. And regular in a sense, 15 minutes every day I will recite the Quran. If you were doing the tasbihat, then be regular even after the month of Ramadan that we are going to do the tasbihah. These are the tasbihah that I am going to do. If a person came in the masjid and he was regular in his sunnah, and regular in his sunnate, ghair muqadda, muqadda, nawafil, he can take on this mission that, you know what, I am also going to be regular in my nawafil. These are the things that we have to slowly do. Inshallah, why? Just to raise the bar. Just to raise the bar. This is something very, very important. Our mashayikh and our ulama have mentioned this. That after Ramadan, let us not just sit down and relax. Unfortunately, what happens that a lot of the times you'll find that people come back to their old routine. People come back to their old routine. It's fine, obviously people will come back to their old routine, but at the same time there should be some changes in him. And positive changes, changes that are good for him. Very important. This man came to Khaja Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh and said to him, Hazrat, how did you become the wali of Allah? How did you become the wali of Allah? Hazrat Khaja Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh said, well, who is the wali of Allah? That only Allah knows. But you have husne zan. You have husne zan. Husne zan is a great ni'mah. Husne zan is a great ni'mah. What is husne zan? To think good of your Muslim brother. To think good of your Muslim brother. This is something very, very important. Without any kind of proof or anything like that or hearsay, for a person to be saying anything, this is gunah-e kabira. What is it? Gunah-e kabira. One day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, oh, you got married to Hazrat Safiya. Tingni hai, she's short. What is she? Short. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aisha, you did ghibat. You know, co-wives, sometimes you have that. Oh Allah's Nabi, you got married, she's very short. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aisha, what you did is ghibat. She says, Ya Rasulullah, ghibat, but I'm telling you the truth. She is short. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aisha, because it is the truth, it is ghibat. If it was not the truth, it is false allegations and accusations. False allegations and accusations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Amen. Allahu Akbar. And he says, for four things, you are calling me the wali of Allah. Allah accept it. Allah accept it. You know, today, a lady came after Asr as I finished in the masjid on top here. And she looked at me and I thought maybe this lady needs some kind of a help. I said, Bichari, khatun hai, take her. Ah, I have finally seen you. Maine kaha, yaar, ye kya ho raha hai? Koi na mile, maulvi hi mile. Ah, and she started screaming and saying to the people, oh, you are praying namaz behind this imam. None of your namaz counts. This maulvi is like that. This maulvi is like that. And she is accusing me that I have done jadu on her. Maine kaha, Allah ki mati. No, have I seen you. Na mujhe, I don't even know your... I said, Alhamdulillah, you know, I sit on this pulpit and I have done for many sessions tafsir of Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak and Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas and Ayatul Kursi and saying to people that this will give you shifa. My sister, what do I get out of Astaghfirullah. You know, sihr is haram. Sihr is haram. To do jadu is haram in Saudi Arabia. You know, if you're caught there, what do they do? That's it. They mar dete hai, qatal, big guna. Bhai, these kind of false allegations on people, this is big tohmat. What is it? Big tohmat today, nowadays. अब भले ही इसका दिमाग अच्छा हो न हो लेकिन इस तरीके से बातें करना लोगों में हर एक जगह पर जाना अल्लाह पर ये कैसी बातें हैं लोगों में कैसी बातें सी इफ यू आर टॉकिंग लाइक दैट देन आई हैव अ ड्यूटी आल्सो टू रिस्पॉन्ड आई आल्सो हैव अ ड्यूटी टू रिस्पॉन्ड भाई मुझे क्या है भाई व्हाट एम आई Oh, and she said, no, you know, you sit on the pulpit and you said, oh, one day you said this tiger came out from the den. tiger came out from the den? I don't know. I said, bhai, I think, you know, there's something wrong. Ab takleef, takleef. Kabhi hamari amma ke ghar par aa jati hai, kabhi wahan bhaiyon ke paas chali jati hai, kabhi bichare Ibrahim Fulat ko tang karti hai, kabhi yahan musalliyon ko tang kare, kabhi. Bhai, what kind of a world are we living in today? What kind of a world are we living in today? Today you are saying this, tomorrow you will say that that person is alcoholic. Tomorrow you will say this person is sharabi kababi, this person is a zani, this person. Bhai, had hoti hai na har cheez ki. Allahu Akbar kabira. Sorry, ye baat mere zehen mein aa gayi because of what Khaja Hassan Basri had said. Mera to maqsad ye nahi tha. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. Allah is the one, you know, for any aqalmand insan, it is enough for you if you know somebody who he is, you know who that person is. Samjhe? Ab kal aapne kisi ko yahan chori tohmat laga di ke this man is a thief. Are bhai, kaisi baatein kar rahi? Kya ho raha hai? What is happening? First of all, these kind of allegations and accusations are haram in Islam. Kisi ke upar aisi baat kar dena. Allah, Musa alayhi salam bichare, he was doing his khutbah and somebody gave money. And so nowadays we have to be very, very careful. In fact, sometimes what happens, there are certain people who do sihar on people to speak against the ulama. Because not only is one person talking about one alim, but certain ulama. We have to be very careful. Bichare hamare ek dost the, imam. Masjid ke. Unke upar kisi ne sihr kiya. Never mind him doing sihr on somebody. But people are doing sihr on great hamare buzrugane din. Main naam nahi leta hoon because fayda nahi hai, khamukha. Bichare, when he used to have to come for namaz, the stomach would bloat up. And after namaz it would go back. Itni takleef. Hamare khas dost. Samjhe. This is hasad. What is it? Hasad. Why? Why people do that? Tumhe kya milta hai? Have you no khauf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you not going to die? Bhai, zehni taur par jo kuch bhi ho, khair hai. I'm saying it in a general tone. In a general tone. We as Muslims have to be very, very careful. What we say. Sharia is very strict. There is hudood on tohmat. So, imagine Khaja Hassan Basri, this man is saying, Hazrat, we hear you are the wali of Allah. He says, look, you know what? Alhamdulillah, this is husne zan. This is very good. You must always think good of your Muslim brother. Imam Abu Hanifa used to say that I am very strict when it comes to issuing a fatwa on somebody as a kafir. Very strict. Hazrat was very, very strict. He would not just give a fatwa of kufr to anybody just like that. He was always the one who would be in favor. No, give him the benefit of the doubt. So Hazrat was asked that how you are the wali of Allah. Imagine what Hazrat Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said. He said something ajeeb. He said, I have become what you think I am because of four things. Because of four things. He said, number one, for a fact I have learnt that no one can take away from me my rizq. No one can take away from me my rizq, my sustenance. What Allah has allocated for me, that I will get. And therefore my heart is content. What did he say? My heart is content because I know whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for me, that rizq, nobody can snatch it away. Nobody can do that. Allahu Akbar. And then after that, Hazrat said, I also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. All the time He is watching me. And therefore, I have haya and I am ashamed to do anything that would mean that I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I have made myself in such a way that I understand that who is watching me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is watching me all the time. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an with his group, Hazrat was traveling. Abdullah ibn Umar. So he was towards the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. And so it was very hot and they decided that they will take a break to eat. So whatever dates was there in the group, they put it and they were about to eat. So Hazrat saw this young Bedouin with a flock of goats or sheep that were there. So Hazrat said, "Bhai, tum bhi yahan aao and eat. Come and eat." So this young man says, "Hazrat, I am fasting. I am fasting." Oh, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar said, "Subhanallah, what a young man in this scorching heat of the desert and you are fasting." So he says, "Yes, Hazrat." He says, "Why are you fasting?" He says, "Because I want to hasten towards good deeds to please my Allah. I want to hasten towards good deeds to please my Allah. I have no time." Hazrat Umar was very impressed by his jawab. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar wanted just to check him out. So Hazrat said to him, "Mashallah, you have so many animals here, so many goats here. So we are musafir, why don't you give me one goat? I will buy it from you. And mashallah, we will do zabah and we will eat all of us here, as we are travelers. And we will also give a portion to you to eat." So he says, "No, I can't do that because I am not the owner of the goats. It belongs to my master. He was a slave. It belongs to my master." Abdullah ibn Umar said to him, "But your master is not here, you know. Sell it to me. I will buy it from you and give you a portion. He's not here. If he asks you what happened, just say, you know, some wild animal came and attacked the goat and the goat died. Who's going to know? He will have no choice but to believe you." Now this young slave, Bedouin, he looked at Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar and he said, "Fa'ayn Allah," and he pointed towards the heavens. He says, "You are saying this to me, but what about my Allah? What about my Allah? What am I?" Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar was so impressed by this man, young man. When he got back to Medina Munawwara, Hazrat sent his khadim to find out who is the master of this boy, young boy, who was a Bedouin also. So the master came and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar said, "If he is your slave, I want to buy this slave. And I want to buy all the goats that he was looking after." Now Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar is a Sahabi and a very respected man, so it was agreed upon. Abdullah ibn Umar paid for him and also paid for all the goats. And then Hazrat said to him, "I have paid for you, you are free and you are the Malik of all the goats." You are the Malik of all the goats. This ihsas that a person has that my Allah is watching me. It's great ni'mah. That my Allah is watching me all the time. This is great ni'mah, great ni'mah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And that is why also in Jumu'ah I said, one of the best things we can do after the month of Ramadan is whatever we do, our thought process should be that my Allah is watching me. My Allah Pak is watching me. If that can be done, mashallah, we are kamyab. But whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And the third amal, Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, is that I realized that nobody can do my actions for me. Nobody can do my actions for me. I have to do my own amal, my own worship. I have to do, nobody can do my amal for me to please Allah. And when I realize nobody can do anything for me in terms of worship, in terms of action for me, then I decided that no, I am going to do my own actions only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't say to somebody, "Oh, you know, it's okay, you know what, he's going to pray Fajr namaz for me." You can't do that. You have to do it yourself. And then Hazrat said, the fourth thing I realized that now by the day I am getting closer to that very important meeting. So they said, Hazrat, which very important meeting? And they said, that important meeting, that important transition that will take place. That when death will come to me, I will step out from this dunya and enter into another dunya. Enter into another world. That transition will be coming soon. It is very, very close to me. And so what I am doing now, I am making preparation for that meeting with Malakul Maut, because he will come anytime. And these are the four things that have changed me. These are the four things that have changed me. Number one, consider, nobody can take away my sustenance, what Allah is going to give you. Number two, nobody can do your amal for you. You have to do your own amal. And number three, Allah is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And number four, for that transition to make preparation, okay, bhai, we have to now get ready anytime. We have to even leave. Anytime it can happen. Anytime. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. That barakat of the month of Ramadan is in its own level with its own shan. But khair, alhamdulillah, we have taken a lot of energy, a lot of a'mal, a lot of, mashallah, good heat of iman from the month of Ramadan. Maintain it. Certain things that we should do. And the khulasa is always keep this in your mind that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me, inshaAllah. And if we can do that, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us istiqamat. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim and Rahman. He wants us to enter Jannah. If you don't fall ill, how will you understand the blessing of good health? If you don't fall ill, how will you understand the blessing of good health? Time to time, taklif comes to you, you fall ill sometimes, so that you understand that, subhanallah, that is a great ni'mah. That is a great ni'mah. Imagine if Allah did not give us iman, where would we be today? We would have no tamiz, we would not know what is right and what is wrong. We would be living in darkness. Really, it is in darkness. Ye light on karna, ye real light nahi hai. The real light is the light of the heart. The real light is the light of the heart. And that only comes with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Mashallah, I just felt that it is the first session after the month of Ramadan. Just on a general note, what to do and how we should focus now. After the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, we began with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've got quite a few names to finish off, and inshaAllah we will complete the Asma'ul Husna, and then thereafter we will inshaAllah look into a new topic, what to talk on. My request to the brothers is that mashaAllah, please be regular, please do come, inshaAllah ta'ala, it will benefit all of us. Beat the shaitan, come. Subhanallah, your 25 minutes, your half an hour, this will strengthen your iman. This will give you a lot of energy. This will make you very, very strong. This is the power in the words of Allah and His Rasul. Inshallah, 1 minute ke liye, waqt kam, 1-2 minute ke liye, if you close your eyes, and inshallah, just do muraqabah, and think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.